All right, everybody, welcome back for another deep dive. Today we're going exploring something a lot of you have been asking about, and honestly, it's pretty wild. We're talking Knoll's Brawl.
Yeah, Knoll's Brawl is fascinating. There's just so much to unpack there. It really gets to the heart of, like, what is gaming even about? You know, control customization.
Yeah. Like, imagine playing Brawl Stars, but you have everything unlocked, unlimited resources, and even, like, crazy mods.
It's a whole different beast.
But before we get too far, maybe we should take a step back for anyone who's not familiar with Knoll's Brawl. What is it, like, actually, in the most basic terms?
So basically, think of it this way. The official Brawl Stars servers, that's like the official game, right? Everything's by the book.
Makes sense.
But Knoll's Brawl, it's like this whole separate thing. It's called a private server.
Okay.
And it basically emulates Brawl Stars, but it throws out all the rules. You're not beholden to the game developers anymore, like Supercell.
So it's like the Wild West of Brawl Stars.
Totally. I mean, all those brawlers you'd normally have to grind for weeks and weeks to unlock, boom, they're all there waiting for you.
Right.
And you need resources, unlimited. Gems, coins, whatever you want. Plus, there are these mods.
The mods. Okay, so I get wanting everything unlocked right away. But honestly, part of the fun for me in games is, like, working towards things, unlocking stuff. So what's the appeal of mods?
I think for a lot of people, it's about control. You know, that feeling of, like, I'm not going to be stuck on this level forever because the game says so. Mods can let you tweak the difficulty.
Whoa.
Even add whole new elements to the game. It's about making the game really yours.
So it's almost like you're writing fan fiction for the game.
Yeah, exactly. And I think that really appeals to a lot of players. But, you know, this all sounds amazing.
Right.
But there's got to be a catch, right? It can't all be sunshine and roses.
Exactly. That's what I'm thinking. It all sounds a little too good to be true.
Yeah. Well, the biggest issue is security.
Oh.
Because you're not downloading Knoll's Brawl from, like, the official app store.
Yep.
You're getting it from third-party sources. And that means you're opening yourself up to, well, some risks, like malware or other security vulnerabilities.
That's a pretty big deal.
It is, unfortunately. There have actually been cases where people have downloaded versions of private server apps that were infected, and it led to their data being stolen.
Oh, wow. So you could lose your account info, your personal data, all sorts of stuff.
Exactly. And it's not just that. Some of this stuff can be really nasty. I mean, we're talking about people potentially getting their devices completely compromised.
So it's convenience versus security. That's a tough choice to make.
It is. And then there's the whole issue of updates. See, when Supercell updates the official Brawl Stars game,
right,
the Knoll's Brawl team has to, like, reverse engineer all those changes and implement them on their server. It's a lot of work.
So it's not like you get the updates automatically.
Nope. And that can lead to all sorts of problems. Bugs, incompatibility issues, things like that.
So you might miss out on cool new features or even get locked out of the server entirely.
It happens. And I think it brings up a really interesting point, like, about the whole state of gaming, you know? There's this tension between what players want, more control, more customization,
right,
and what developers are willing to give.
And Knoll's Brawl kind of throws gasoline on that fire, huh?
It does. It's like a microcosm of this whole movement. Players are saying, hey, we want more say in how we play. And it makes you wonder how developers are going to respond. Will we see more official games offering deeper levels of customization?
Or is this just going to stay like this kind of underground thing?
Who knows? The future of gaming is wide open.
It's pretty exciting to think about, honestly. So for anyone out there who's thinking about trying Knoll's Brawl, what's the biggest takeaway you'd want them to know?
I'd say just proceed with caution, do your research, be aware of the risks.
And make sure you're downloading from a source you trust.
Exactly. Because at the end of the day, it's your decision.
But it's better to be informed.
Couldn't agree more. Weigh those risks and rewards.
Awesome stuff. Thanks for breaking all that down. And for everyone listening, what do you think? Is Knoll's Brawl a sign of things to come? Or is it just a fad? Hit us up on social media and let us know. And until next time, keep on gaming.